Good morning again, ECCC. I'm glad to be sharing God's Word with you all today. But to start things off, I'd like you all to take a look at the picture on the screen.
大家早上好，我很高兴今天能与大家来分享神的话语。最开始呢，我想请大家看一下屏幕上的这个图片。
If I were to tell you that that is a place you need to go, how would you respond?
如果我告诉你这个、你需要去这个地方，你会做何反应呢？
It looks a little bit risky and dangerous. Or, I'm not sure I want to go there. Why do I need to go there? Or, okay, if I have to go there, can I know a little bit more about the situation? In this way, I can know what to expect and make plans for any possible outcome.
看起来有点危险。我不确定我是不是想去那儿，我为什么要去那儿呢？好吧，如果我必须要去那儿，能不能让我多了解一下那里的情况呢？这样我就能知道会发生些什么，并做一些计划应对可能发生的事情。
Does that sound about right? I mean, it's logical, thoughtful, and safe. It's exactly how a person who likes to be in control of a situation.Would probably react if they knew they need to go to a place looking like that. But let's turn things up a little upside down. And what if I told you that that scary place is where God wanted you to go?
这听起来对吗？好像也还蛮合理的，经过了深思熟虑，而且也很比相对安全。这也正是一个喜欢掌控局面的人。如果他知道要去那一个看上去不那么安全的地方所做出的正确的反应，那让我现在稍微的换一个角度，如果我告诉你那个可怕的地方正是神希望你要去的地方，那你要怎么想呢？
God said, go on ahead and I'll be with you the whole time. Would you still be just as worried? Do you still feel the need to plan everything?out and prepared for all possible outcomes, especially the worst case scenarios, knowing that God wants you to be there and would be with you as you go there. Do you still have to maintain control, or can you trust God to lead you into the unknown?
神说，去吧，我会一直与你同在。你还是会一样的担心吗？你是否还是觉得需要计划好一切？为所有的可能性做一些准备，尤其是如果有那种最糟的情况，你该如何行？那如果你知道是神希望你去那里，并且你会知道在一路上，是在那里他会一直陪伴你，你仍然需要保持这个掌控，还是你愿意相信神会领你进入那个未知的世界？
If your answer is yes.I still need to maintain control because I can't completely trust God to lead me into the unknown, then today's message is for you. In this morning's passage, we're going to look at an episode in the Old Testament in which the main figure is wrestling with trusting in God while holding on to control of his scary, uncertain situation.
如果你的答案是我仍然需要保持这个掌控权，因为我不能够完全相信神领我进入的这个未知世界，那么今天的信息呢，就是为你准备的。今天上午的经文中，我们刚才探讨了旧约中的一个故事，这个故事的主人公呢，就是为了掌控在自己那种不能控制的可怕的不能确定的环境的时候，如何挣扎着与信靠神摔跤。
This story belongs to Jacob.The son of Isaac, the grandson of Abraham, who used deception to steal his older brother Esau's blessing and then ran away. In today's chapter, we're going to see Jacob returning home to an unknown situation after many up and down years away, having been blessed by God with a large family and wealth because God told him it was finally time to do so.
那这个故事的主人公呢，就是亚伯拉罕的孙子，以撒的儿子雅各。他用诡计偷走了哥哥以扫的祝福，然后就跑路了。 那今天的这个章节中呢，我们看到雅各经历了多年的坎坷和离别之后，回到了陌生的故乡。他蒙神的祝福，拥有了众多的子孙和财富。神这个时候告诉他说，是时候回去了。
And there are three things I want to highlight about Jacob's journey on his way home. The first is that Jacob shows a tendency to rely on himself over God. The second is that God initiates the encounter with Jacob that shows him his need for God. And the third is that Jacob responds with reverence and thanksgiving.
在这个有关雅各回家的旅程呢，我想强调三点。第一呢，就是雅各表现出依靠自己胜过依靠神这样的倾向。第二呢，就是神主动与雅各相遇，让他感受到对神的需要。那第三点呢，就是雅各以敬畏与感恩来回应。
So let's get to the first observation. Jacob shows a tendency to rely on himself over God.
那现在呢，我们就来开始第一点，就是雅各表现出依靠自己胜过依靠神的这个倾向。
See, in Genesis 31, as Jacob's time with his father-in-law Laban was coming to an end, God tells this to Jacob in verse 3. Then the Lord said to Jacob, Go back to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you.
在创世纪31章中呢，当雅各与他的岳父拉班相处了很长一段时间，快要结束的时候呢，神在第三章这样写。耶和华对雅各说，你要回你父之地，到你亲族那里去，我必与你同在。
You see, God sent Jacob on his way back home in Genesis 31 and actually delivered him out of a tricky situation with Laban. However, God was not done with Jacob because just as God made his presence known and felt at the beginning of chapter 31, he does it again in the next chapter.
就在创世纪这三十一章中呢，这个神差遣雅各回家，并且帮助他摆脱了这个在他的舅舅拉班那里所处的困境。而且这个时候，神呢并没有放弃这个对雅各的帮助，要继续帮助他。正如在三十一章开头，神向他彰显，让他感受到他的同在一样。神在下一章再次的向雅各彰显，并让他感受到他的同在。
In Genesis 32 verses 1 to 2, it says, Jacob also went on his way, and the angels of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, This is the camp of God. So he named that place Mahanaim.
因为在这个创世纪32章这里前面记录说，雅各仍旧行路，神的使者遇见他，雅各看见他们就说，这是神的军兵，于是给那地方起名叫马哈念。
See, angels are metaphysical beings, so normally invisible to the human eye by default. If you can see them, that must mean God has a purpose. Angels, though heavenly beings, were created to serve humans according to God's will.
天使呢是一种形而上的存在，所以在通常情况下人眼是看不见的。如果这个时候雅各能够看到他们，这就一定意味着神对他有旨意。天使虽然是这个天上的生物，但是他是受造为了按照神的旨意来服侍人类的。
In this passage, they were a sign of God's promise, God's presence, and God's protection. Actually, you can think of it as a double sign, since Mahanaim means two camps. So Jacob saw two camps of God's angels, which means he's got a sizable heavenly escort for the trip home.
所以在这段经文里面呢，这个就代表着神的应许、神的同在和神的保护这样的象征。实际上呢，你也可以把它理解这种双重象征，因为马哈念这个词的意思呢，就是两个营。那雅各呢，看到了神的天使的两个营，这就意味着在他回家的路上呢，有一支庞大的护卫队。
However, what better place to take a break and set up camp than in the middle of God's two camp of angels? And here's an example of why I said that. In preparing for this message, I came across a source that talked about a missionary mentioned in Billy Graham's book angels, God's secret agents.
就是那么还有什么地方比在神的两个天使的营中间的这块来休息和扎营更合适的地方呢？下面我就讲一个例子，解释一下我为什么这么说。在准备这篇讲道的时候呢，我偶尔在查阅资料的时候，我看到了这个葛培里牧师的一本书，叫《天使是神的秘密特工》，提到了一位传教士的故事。
A missionary to the New Hebrides Islands named John Patton reported how hostile natives surrounded his family's home one night and were planning to kill them. John and his wife prayed throughout the night and found their attackers gone the next day.
就一位名叫约翰·佩顿的传教士呢，他前往新赫伯利迪群岛。有人告诉他说，那对他们反对他们的土著人在那天晚上会要包围他的家，并计划要杀死他们。然后约翰就和他的妻子整夜祷告，第二天发现这个要来攻击他们的人已经不见踪影了。
The chief of the tribe became a Christian a year later, so Patton, the missionary, asked the man about that night, wondering, you know, what stopped them? The chief replied, who were all those men with you there? Patton explained that it was only him and his wife there, but the chief indicated he had seen hundreds of big men in shining garments and swords circling the mission headquarters, leading them to be too afraid to attack.
一年以后呢，这个部落的首领也成了基督徒。于是佩顿就问那天晚上发生的事情，想知道是什么阻止了他们。这位首领回答说，那和你在一起的那些人是谁？佩顿解释说，只有他和他的妻子在场。那首领表示说，他们看到有数百名身穿闪亮衣服、手持宝剑的壮汉围绕着他们这个传教士的总部，以至于他们不敢进去。
Only then did Patton realize that God sent his angels to protect them. There was a Mahanaim double camp of angels protecting the family.
直到那个时候呢，佩顿才意识到是神派了天使来保护他们。马哈念也就是这个两个营的天使守护着这个家庭。
Now, not everyone gets to see God's presence and protection in the form of angels. That doesn't mean that they aren't there.It doesn't mean that God isn't using them in our everyday lives to keep us safe on the roads, when going to and from work, or keeping us safe on the streets when walking around in a strange neighborhood at night, or keeping our kids safe from the wrong people online.
并不是每个人都看见神以天使的形式来向我们来表示与我们的同在和保护，但这也并不意味着他们不存在。也不意味着神没有用他们来使用在我们的日常生活当中，在上下班的路上守护我们，在夜晚陌生的危险的街区时守护我们，或者保护我们的孩子免受网上不良分子的侵害。
Similar to Jacob, God has promised to be with us as we live life trying to follow his will. So are you able to trust that promise even though we may not be able to physically see or touch him? Can you totally submit control to him and find rest and peace in knowing that God is there?
那与雅各相似，神承诺在我们努力在遵行他的旨意而生活的时候呢，会与我们同在，即使我们无法亲眼看到或者触摸到他，你是否还是相信这样的承诺呢？这样的应许呢，你是否还是能够完全顺服他的对你的掌控呢？并且知道在那种情况下，在神那里找到安息。
See, in Jacob's case, despite having God's blessed assurance in the background, rather than just resting because God had given him a great place to set up camp, and even taking the opportunity to focus on God through prayer, thanking him for the angels,Jacob decides to make his next move, which had nothing to do with God.
在雅各的例子里呢，尽管神赐给了他很多的祝福和这个应许，而且雅各也没有因为神赐给他有这个天使的这个安逸， 保护他安营的这个地方来好好的休息，也没有抓住这个机会来通过祷告向神来感谢，感谢神赐予他天使，或者来专注于神。他在这个时候呢，却采取了一系列与神无关的一些行动。
Instead of even asking the angels who are right there for any wisdom that God might have for them, he decided to come up with his own plan of sending messengers ahead to his brother Esau to try to smooth talk him just in case Esau still wanted to kill him, which Jacob learned in Genesis chapter 27.
他甚至没有向在当时在场的这些天使们寻求神给他赐予任何的智慧，而是决定自己来想办法。他就派了很多的使者去提前见他的哥哥以扫，试图去劝说他，以防以扫仍然想要杀他。因为这个在创世纪27章中呢，雅各已经非常明显的知道他哥哥要杀他了。
He decided to call Esau his lord and he himself his servant. He wanted to share how successful he was, either to affirm he needed nothing from Esau, or at least to let Esau know that he has wealth to smooth things over in case he needed to buy Esau's forgiveness.
他呢决定称以扫为主，称自己为仆人，然后他也想告诉以扫他是如何的成功，然后他也不是来寻求以扫的帮助，而且他甚至想让以扫知道他可以用钱来解决他们之间的矛盾，以防万一如果以扫还对他怀恨，他可以用钱来买他的原谅。
But this is worldly thinking, but it's the way that Jacob is used to handling things. Jacob was always the clever guy. He was going to try to outsmart his way out of this situation without relying on God. He's trying what he can to find favor in Esau's eyes, but in reality, it should be God's eyes in which he's trying to find favor.
他这些呢都是很属世的想法，也是这个雅各惯用的这个处事方式。雅各呢一直都是一个非常聪明的人，他不打算依靠神，而是想用自己的智慧来摆脱目前的困境。他竭尽全力的想在以扫眼前蒙恩，但实际上他应该去寻求在神眼前蒙恩。
So how does this plan fare? Well, not well in Jacob's mind, since his messengers returned saying that Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men. But keep in mind, he's still in the double camp of God's angels. So what is there to be afraid of?
那么他做了怎么样的计划呢？他觉得这个他做的计划的结果如何呢？雅各其实心里觉得不是很好，因为他的使者回来告诉雅各说，以扫带了400人正向他走来。那你要知道啊，这个时候其实雅各仍然是在天使的这个双重营中间，他在那里扎营呢，这有什么好怕的吗？
But Jacob was afraid, and the first thing he does right away is not turn to God, but once again rely on himself. God is here. But he goes back to planning, and this time he chooses to divide his group in two camps so one has a chance to escape if needed. Only after he comes up with an escape plan, then he comes to God in prayer.
但是雅各呢，他确实还是很害怕。他做的第一件事情不是转向神，而是再一次的想办法依靠自己。神就在他的身边，但是呢，他已经开始了自己的计划。这一次呢，他决定将他的队伍呢分成两队，以便有一队被攻击的时候呢，另一队有机会可以逃跑。那就在他已经想好了这个逃跑的计划之后呢，他才通过祷告来到神的面前。
He prays, acknowledging who God is, and reminds God of His promise. He prays, confessing his unworthiness. He gives a prayer request for God to save him and his family.He follows that up with another reminder of God's promise once again.
他在祷告中，承认神是神，并且提醒神说你对我有应许，而且他还在祷告中承认说他自己是个不配的人。他也祈求神来拯救他和他的家人。接着呢，他又再一次的提醒神，你对我是有应许的。
It's a good prayer, but I wonder if Jacob was listening to the words of his prayer as he was praying it. God is Lord, and he is faithful, even if you are not. God has blessed you and made promises to you. So if God is who you claim he is, then he would keep those promises.
这个其实是一个很好的祷告，而且我就也很想知道哈，雅各在祷告的时候，他是不是真的知道他这个祷告的内容？因为他祷告的内容就是说，神是神，神是主，他是哪怕我作为人是不信实的，神依然是信实的，神依然会祝福你，并向你来信守这些应许。如果神真是你在祷告中所宣称的那一位，那他一定会信守他所做出的应许。
Sometimes people just pray words. However, a prayer without faith behind it lacks power. And a prayer that lacks power is going to leave you thinking less of God and feeling the need to find power somewhere else. And for Jacob, that ends up back on himself.
有时候嘛，人们祷告的时候只是用语言，而没有这个在祷告中缺乏这个信心的力量。这个缺乏力量的祷告呢，会将神的能力降低，让他们要去从别的地方去寻求力量，寻求保护。对雅各来说呢，最后他这个寻找的力量又回到了他自己身上。
Because the end of this first section results in Jacob's final master plan.To use his worldly wealth to save himself. He has this detailed plan to divide up his animals into different groups, offering it to Esau one by one, trying to slowly work its charm on his heart. So over and over again, we see Jacob rely on himself more than God.
然后在下面这一部分的结尾就展现出这个雅各这个宏伟计划的最终阶段。他就用他想用他这个世上的财富来拯救自己，他制定了详细的计划，他将他的牲畜分成不同的组，然后一个小组一个小组的来献给以扫，试图慢慢的用财富来感动以扫的心。因此呢，我们这个一次又一次的在雅各身上看到他依靠自己超过依靠神。
But before we move on to the next section, I want you to see how effectiveJacob's plan was by taking a look at the result of it in the next chapter, where in Genesis 33, it says this from verses 4 to 9, all right?
但当我们进入下一部分之前呢，我想让你们看一看在创世纪下一章中，这个雅各的计划到底有多大的效果。我们来看他这个计划的结果，就是在创世纪33章4到9节中说明了这一切。
But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Then Esau looked up and saw the women and children. Who are these with you? Jacob answered, they are the children God has graciously given your servant. Then the female servants and their children approached and bowed down. Next, Leah and her children came and bowed down. Last of all came Joseph and Rachel, and they too bowed down. Esau asked,What's the meaning of all these flocks and herds I met? To find favor in your eyes, my lord, he said. But Esau said, I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself.
以扫跑来迎接他，将他抱住，又搂着他的颈项与他亲嘴，两个人就哭了。以扫举目看见妇人孩子，就说，这些和你同行的是谁呢？雅各说，这些孩子是神生给你仆人的。于是两个使女和他们的孩子前来下拜，利亚和他的孩子也前来下拜，随后约瑟和拉杰也前来下拜。以扫说，我所遇见的这些牲畜是什么意思呢？雅各说，是要在我主面前蒙恩的。以扫说，兄弟啊，我的已经够了，你的人归你吧。
If you take notice of the last two verses, Jacob's plan did not have any impact on Esau. Esau had no idea what the gifts were for, despite the carefully designed plan and well-prepared message that Jacob gave all his servants to give him. Instead, Esau had hugged and kissed Jacob before he explained anything, which means that Esau's heart was not touched by anything Jacob had done, but rather it must have already been prepared by God.
如果你注意到这个最后的两节经文，你就会发现雅各的计划对以扫没有任何的影响。尽管雅各精心策划，并且向所有的仆人传达了精心准备的信息，但对于以扫来说，根本都不知道这些礼物的用途。相反，在雅各解释任何事情之前呢，就已经拥抱并亲吻了他。这意味着以扫心里并不是被雅各的所作所为所触动，而是因为神已经预备好了一切。
In a double camp of angels, Jacob was given a sign that God was with him and that he could rely on God. However, his sinful nature, which I'm sure many of us can relate to, led him to rely mostly on himself. So God is about to show him how much Jacob really needs him.
在这个双天使临中呢，雅各已经看到了神迹，就是表明神与他同在，他可以依靠神。然而他的罪性，我相信我们很多的人也都有类似这样的经历，导致他呢要依靠自己。所以神即将向雅各展现雅各是多么的需要他。
This leads us to the second observation. God initiates the encounter with Jacob that shows him his need for God.
这就引出了我们要讲的第二点，就是神主动与雅各相遇，想让他明白他对神的需要。
It would seem that Jacob was a little restless that night, but who wouldn't be, losing a little sleep over the prospect of dying the next day? So he proceeds to send his family over the Jabbok River, which allows him to spend some time by himself.
那天晚上雅各非常的焦躁不安，你想想，任何人如果第二天想到第二天可能就要死了，那谁都会失眠吧。于是他就把家人送的，让他们过了河，让他自己可以有一段独处的时间。
Maybe some of you have had those moments where you have something big happening on the horizon, all you wanted is to be by yourself, to be mentally and emotionally and spiritually prepared for what was about to happen.
也许你们中有的一些人也经历过类似这样的时刻，有什么即将要发生什么大事儿，你呢只想独处，希望在这个时候呢，在精神、情感和灵性上面能为即将发生的事情来做好准备。
In those situations, you just want to be alone, as Jacob wanted here. Unfortunately, God had different plans. A man who many scholars believe to be the pre-incarnate form of Jesus Christ, before he eventually is born as Mary's son in the New Testament, ends up wrestling with Jacob that night.
在这种情况下呢，雅各他只想独处，那就是这是雅各想要做的。然而呢，神另有安排。许多学者认为呢，这个是在新约圣经中耶稣基督最后作为玛利亚儿子降生道成肉身的一个预表。那天晚上呢，就是这个预表的耶稣来与雅各摔跤。
They exhibited a tremendous feat of strength by wrestling all night long. Jacob was not going to back down as he tries to go toe to toe with God. So instead of prolonging the struggle,God decides to just end it by dislocating his head.
他们整个晚上摔跤，他这个雅各呢展现出惊人的力量，而雅各绝不退缩，他试图与神这个正面的交锋。因此呢，神也最后没有无限制的延长这一场争斗，而是决定通过使雅各的这个大腿来脱臼呢，来结束这场搏斗。
There are different thoughts by scholars regarding what happened in that moment. On one hand, Jacob was a runner, always running away in life. By dislocating the hip, God put Jacob in the position to stop running away and to face his problems, which in this case was his sin in regards to his brother Esau.
学者们对这一刻发生的事情呢有不同的看法。有一种看法呢，他们认为雅各呢是一个习惯的跑路者，一生都在逃避。神呢是通过把雅各的大腿脱臼，让他不能再逃避，而是要直面自己的问题。这个就是他对以扫所犯下的罪。
Another school of thought was that by dislocating the hip, whatever reliance Jacob had in His own physical ability up to that point was now gone. God had intentionally broken Jacob, so in his weakness, he would need to cling and lean on God if he was to successfully stand.
另一种观点认为呢，通过使这个雅各的大腿脱臼，那他之前呢是依靠自己身体的能力，那他这个依靠就消失了。神就故意通过破碎雅各呢，让他能够在软弱中来依靠神，才能够站稳脚跟。
Either way, it would seem to me the bottom line of God wrestling with Jacob and breaking him in the process is so he would truly come to know God and to no longer be the same man and live the same life that he lived before that.
那无论如何，在我看来呢，这个最终目的呢，神与雅各摔跤，在这个过程中让他破碎的最终目的，就是要让他真正的能够认识神，不再他不再是以前的那个人，不再过以前的那样以前的生活。
Somewhere along the struggle, Jacob came to understand who had come to him. God's attention pushed his strength to his limits, and eventually humbled him.When he maybe thought for a moment he was a match for God. I am struggling with God, and it is foolish of me to think I could be any match for him because he took me down in an instant.
在这个摔跤的过程中呢，雅各终于明白了是谁与他摔跤，谁来到了他的身边，吸引了他的注意力，将他的力量发挥到了极致，而且他可能一度的甚至认为他是他是神，神是他的对手的时候，他最终还是谦卑下来。正在与这个神摔跤呢，他认为说，我真的是很愚蠢，认为能够与神匹敌，但是神只用了一个瞬间就把我打败了。
Despite having spoken to Jacob in the past, and even sending his angels in the same chapter, it took God wrestling with him for him to finally see God,and to understand how much he needed God. This led him to ask God for his blessing while holding on to him at all costs.
就是然而呢，尽管神过去曾经与雅各交谈，甚至在同一章中还派了天使，但最终呢，雅各还是通过与神摔跤才真正的认识神，让他自己明白自己是多么的需要神，让他能够竭尽全力的抓住神，祈求神的祝福。
Why do we have to be broken in order to meet and see God? The truth is that unless you are broken, you won't see the sin in your life that always keeps you below God's standards, no matter how much you try in life to meet them.
为什么我们必须被破碎之后才能见到神呢？那就是事实上，除非你被破碎，否则你看不到你在生命中的罪恶。你无论如何努力都无法达到神的标准，你总是没有办法满足达到上帝的标准。
Jesus says that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Only the poor in spirit who are broken on the inside will understand their need for God's grace and mercy, and as a result ask for that blessing.
耶稣说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。只有内心破碎虚心的人才能够明白他们需要神的恩典与怜悯，才能够祈求那份祝福。
That blessing comes in the form of faith, and we see Jacob experiencing that in a real way right now. He sees God now more than ever. He leans on God now more than ever. He prays to God in a way that he never has before, never before, desperate for him.
就那份祝福呢，是以信心的形式而来的。我们看到雅各正此刻正真实的体验着这一点，他比以往任何时候都更看清神，他也比以往任何时候更依靠神，他也比以往任何的时候，以往从来没有用过的方式来向神祈祷。
God does answer his prayer request for a blessing, but not before addressing something more important. He changes his name.And by doing so, his identity. Jacob means heel catcher or supplanter. And those words are usually associated with deception and cheating.
神确实最后是以这个祝福的方式来回应雅各的祷告。但在这个祝福之前呢， 神处理了一件更重要的事情，就是给雅各改了名字。这个改了名字就相当于改了一个人的身份。雅各这个词的意思呢，就是抓住脚跟的人或者篡夺者。这个词通常是与欺负、欺骗、欺诈连在一起的。
It's not a great name to be known by, so to go from that to Israel, which in some circles means he struggles with God, one who strives to prevail with God, or God perseveres, that definitely changes the way a person would see himself and live his life.
这雅各这名字呢，不是一个很好的好名字，所以从把这个雅各改名到以色列。以色列这个名字的意思呢，是就是与神抗争的人，或者与神较量胜过的人，或者在神的坚持不懈。这个无疑，这个改变一个人的名字，就改变了他如何看待自己以及生活的方式。
That change in identity could make a person go from putting his or her trust in themselves to having their faith in God and life committed to relying solely on Him.
所以这种身份上的转变可以使一个人从靠自己来转变成信靠神，并且全心全意的来依靠他。
Only when Jacob became Israel by the power and will of God was he ready to receive the blessing which was promised him earlier in Genesis chapter 28.
所以只有当雅各因着神的大能和旨意改名为以色列的时候呢，他才准备好能够接受在创世纪28章中所准备的给他的应许和祝福。
In Genesis 28, verses 12 to 15, it says, He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and the angel of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth,And you'll spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。耶和华站在梯子以上说：“我是耶和华。”你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。你的后裔必像地上的沙尘，尘沙那么多，必向东西南北开展。地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。我也与你同在。你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。
That was a blessing that God promised Jacob in his dream, and it became a blessing that God fulfilled to Israel in real life. So how did he respond?
那这个就是神之前在雅各的梦中所给他的应许，就是他去那个之前的，也成为了神在现实生活中对以色列的祝福。那么他是如何回应的呢？
This leads us to our third and final point. Jacob responds with reverence and thanksgiving.
那这就引出了第三点，也是最后一点，就是雅各以敬畏和感恩来回应。
Jacob came out of that personal encounter with God donning a new identity and a new permanent limp that will follow him the rest of his life.
这个雅各呢，在与神的那一次这个相遇中，就获得了一个新的身份，就是他也是一种新的，然后是个永久性的。
Despite this physical disability that would force him to rely on himself less and rely on others more, especially God, he was not focused on that at all. Instead, he was focused on the fact that he met God face to face and was still alive.
就是尽管哈身体上的残疾让他就是没有办法来依靠自己，所以对自己的依靠减少，而且需要更多的依靠他人，尤其是对神的依靠。但是他的关注点呢不在这里，相反，他的关注点在于他曾与神面对面，他依然活着的这个事实。
He called the place where this happened Peniel, which means face of God. Now normally, You don't memorialize something with a name unless you're trying to honor it. And here Jacob was honoring his wrestling with God.
就是他将发生这件事情的地方命名为比努伊勒，意思就是上帝的面容。通常情况下呢，除非是为了纪念某件事情，你不会人是不会用一个起一个名字来纪念他的。所以雅各在这里呢，就是要纪念他与神摔跤这件事。
He was thankful for his weakness because that's where God touched him. He was so thankful that it became a dietary tradition that all his descendants would not eat the tendon from the hip socket, which is where God's hand lay.
他感谢因着自己的软弱，那就是神触摸他的地方。那他因着非常的感恩呢，所以他们以犹太人就形成了一个饮食传统，就是他们后代都不会吃这个宽阄骨上的那个筋。这个地方就是神所按手的地方。
When God wrestles with you and breaks you to the point where you're utterly dependent on Him, what is your reaction? When He puts you in the position to have to trust Him and have faith in Him only, do you respond with reverence and thankfulness?
当你与神较劲，神将你击垮，使你完全依赖他的时候，你的反应是什么呢？当你不得不信靠他，单单依靠他的时候，你会以敬畏和感恩来回应吗？
I'll conclude with this. For many people like Jacob, who feels they can figure everything out in life, themselves will find themselves hard-pressed to fully trust God despite some of the ways God has made himself known in their lives.
我们现在来结束哈，就像许多人就像雅各一样，认为自己呢可以自己解决人生中所遇见的所有问题，尽管神以某种各种方式在他们的生命中向他们彰显，但他们仍然很难完全的信靠神。
I believe when this happens, God will take the opportunity to reach out in a way that will truly be uncomfortable to us because He will show us our need for Him.
我相信当这一切发生的时候呢，神会利用这些机会，用一种令我们感到可能不真正完全适应的方式向我们伸出援手，因为他会让我们明白我们对他的需要。
However, I don't think that this comfort needs to come from a broken hip. Rather, I believe God breaks us by showing us how He broke His Son Jesus Christ on the cross for our sins. Jesus is the path to breaking our hearts so we can accept a new identity and reliance on Him by faith.
然而呢，我不认为这种破碎我们都得要让我们的胯骨骨折哈。相反，我相信神呢是通过向我们展现，让我们看到我们的罪，也将他的儿子耶稣基督钉在十字架上为我们破碎。那耶稣呢是一条通过破碎我们的心灵的道路，让我们能够接受一个新的身份，凭着信心来依靠神。
We don't need a double camp of angels from God to show us He is with us and that we can trust Him because Jesus is our blessed assurance.
因为我们不需要上帝神派两个营的天使来向我们表明神与我们同在，我们可以信靠他，因为耶稣是我们蒙福的确据。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
We thank you for the blessed assurance we have in Jesus.
我们感谢你赐给我们在耶稣基督里的确据。
We thank you that we have an opportunity to let go control of a life that was only meant to be controlled by you.
我们感谢你，让我们有机会放下我们原本以为该由你来掌控我们的，放下我们的对自己人生的掌控。
We pray for anyone here who is still wrestling with you to come to faith in Jesus Christ.
我们为今天在座的，如果仍然有与你摔跤的人，为他们祷告。
Please show us our weakness and how we can only live life by leaning on you.
求你向我们显明我们的软弱，让我们可以信靠你。
We love you, God, and give you the glory only you deserve.
亲爱的神，我们爱你，我们唯有依靠你才能活出精彩的人生，我们归荣耀于你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Silent meditation. I invite you to stick around for our Sunday school discussion and lunch afterwards.